Player hater mode activated.
Yo, dudes and chicks, what's up with you? And welcome to the Player Hater Podcast. Alright, so here's the situation. It was Tuesday night and I was watching the NBA Conference Finals with Atlanta and Cleveland, and Atlanta was getting their ass whooped, so I got a little bored and decided to hop on blogtalkradio.com and listen to a couple sports shows. And his one sports show I called into was this hype nigga from New York. He's a New York Knicks fan, LeBron James hater, and just an overall loudmouth motherfucker. So yo, I decided to call in and we chopped it up about sports and all types of shit. Yo, so let's go ahead and get into it, yo. It's the world famous hater tour.
We got 201 in the building. 201, what's good? What's your name? Where you call us from? Welcome to After Further Review.
Yeah, damn fam. This is Wade in New Jersey.
I'm at Wade from New Jersey on the check-in. What's your NBA team, man? What team you rock with?
Well, the good thing about me is the fact that I'm not too fanatical about any one team. I grew up a Lakers fan. Yeah, I grew up a Lakers fan when they used to be good, but you know, they're kind of sorry right now. So, I just enjoy the game overall. It's like I'm rooting against Atlanta. Not that I'm a LeBron fan, because I'm not, but I just don't like Atlanta too tough.
Okay, what's your feelings about, I got my man Wade in the building from New Jersey checking in, I appreciate you. What's your opinion as far as the NBA Eastern Conference Finals are concerned right now? Do you think that Atlanta, you know, kind of like reached their ceiling? They took it as far as they can go, regardless of, you know, Korver being injured now, and a couple other injuries that they're dealing with. Do you think that they hit their ceiling and this is as far as they could have went anyway, or you know, they could have done better in this series?
I don't know. Atlanta's been tough all year. I think I don't know. I'm trying to look at the team to find out what leadership do they have. Like, what do they look up to on that team? What dude is sort of reining shit in? And I don't really see it on that team.
You know, we've been talking all season about Atlanta, how they don't really have that. And I think that was their kind of, that made them unique. And that was their hook, that they didn't have that superstar dude. You know what I mean? They had a bunch of guys as a collective that came together. But now, in time when you want somebody, or like you said, you need somebody to give you that extra push that we can do this. They don't have that. And is that a crutch for them? Or is that something that they need to get better from? Or is this just a learning experience? Because again, nobody saw them coming to the Eastern Conference Finals. Nobody saw it. So I think everything is gravy that they're doing right now.
Oh yeah, and it's not even about having a superstar necessarily. I wasn't saying that they need a superstar. I'm saying, like, who the fuck do they look up to? It's like nobody really has been to this point on that team that I'm aware of. So it's like they don't have somebody that's like, okay guys, I've been here before, calm things down, let's get shit together, everything's gonna be okay.
No, relax on that.
I'm not saying they need a superstar, because they've made this far with no superstars on that team. They work very well collectively as a team, and I think you can win that. I think you can win that way, but you do need one or two of those dudes on that team who's like, yo, I've been here before, we're gonna make this work.
Mm-hmm. And again, man, I mean, it's not like they haven't been in games. Don't get it twisted. You know what I mean? It's not like they've, you know, like you said, if they had that dude that maybe, you know, could calm situations down when they had a lead, you know, like with a minute to go or with like 48 seconds left. When they had those leads, they could have held on to those leads. It's like one shot separates them from being even in the series or being down 2-1.
So, I don't know about being even in the series. Maybe that last game they had a chance to win. But, I mean, that's... Dude missed the shot. Whoever the fuck Mac is, he missed the shot. He had two chances to make one shot, and he missed them both. So it's like, you can't get mad at anybody other than that dude for missing that shot. I mean, you can say that about any game and any team. Damn, if they had made that shot, they would have won. Yeah, but he missed it.
Right. No doubt. So, yeah, man, I appreciate you calling, man, and all that. And so what's your outlook as far as the Western Conference is concerned?
Well, I think TV-wise, it's good because we do have one more game to watch before Golden State wraps that shit up.
Relax that, man. I got kids listening, man. I'm trying to let you live, all right? I got kids listening to my show, man, all right? Be easy on that.
Yeah, okay. No worries, brother. I didn't know that this was a non-curse show.
All right, no doubt.
All right, but yeah, I'll keep it PG then, since kids are listening. I think Golden State's going to wrap the series up. I think it's good for TV that there's one more game for fans to watch, because I don't really care who wins the series at all. I just like good basketball. So, yeah, have one more game to watch Stephen Curry hopefully not flip and bust his head or something.
Yeah, that was a bad... Did you see that? Did you see that live when it happened?
Yeah, I did. Oh,
yeah, it was crazy, right?
Yeah, that's crazy. But, yo, if you play ball, think about dudes who play ball all out on the court, on concrete.
Right.
I'm sure stuff like that happens all the time. I was like, that's crazy.
All my chickies and podcast fans, this is Rhett Thompson, host of Black News Chicks podcast. You can find it anywhere where podcasts are found, iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, SoundCloud. Hit me up on social media at Black News Pod, BlackNewsPod. Also email blacknewspod@gmail.com. I am also on Instagram at The Skirt, CHESKIRT, and Facebook, and all that good stuff. And I am listening to the Player Hater Podcast.
Sippin' on Amaretto when she loose and shit. Niggas sleepin' on me, then I Freddy Krueger shit. With a few Philly niggas that be shootin' shit. I'm like Dre, wish I had my nigga Snoop for this, ho! I grew up a school up, but OZ and Craig, then I blew it. They knew us before. I live right by manure with shooters. You fuck around with me, get smoked like a hookah. My Ruger go booyah. I do it for the streets. You do it for the nigga with the backpack. I do it for the niggas on the corner. Try and make a meal ticket with a crack pack. Hold up, wait a minute, let me backtrack. Whole game, 24, let you ride that. Now you claiming you the king of New York? What the fuck wrong with you, nigga? Snap back. Damn it, shred at your Snapchat. Everybody want the crowd, so I snatch that. Heard your gun go do-do-do-do. When my gun go black. What the fuck I got? Whisper to niggas to earn my respect just to get to these niggas. Go Eve to take over a jigger on niggas. I really go Tupac and Biggie on niggas. What the fuck wrong with them? Like really, I'm sick of you niggas. You been in the game like a year, some chain, and you feeling yourself, so I'm killing these niggas like.
No doubt, man. I got my man Wade. I definitely appreciate you calling on the check-in from NJ, New Jersey, on the other side of the bridge. We're talking real quick, man. I was, you know, trying to get everybody's opinion, man, and trying to pick their brain. You say you really didn't have a specific NBA team. Just asking you in your own personal opinion, man. I guess you could go all over the league with it. Who would you put on your Mount Rushmore for the NBA? You got four people. Four people on your Mount Rushmore. Who would it be?
Oh, man. Four people. Well, I got to start with Magic Johnson, that's for sure. I start with Magic Johnson, and then I'll go with, I'm going to go back to Dr. J.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and then I'm going to have to put Larry Bird on it, because even though he's a white boy, he's still kind of bad. So I put Larry Bird on it. And then the fourth one's tough, because that's like the last spot. Like, who's going to fill that last spot?
I got Magic Bird. Who else you got? I had Magic and Bird. Who else?
Magic Bird and who did I say? I said Magic Bird and, damn, I forgot who else I said.
For Magic and Bird. I didn't catch the third one.
Yeah, I forgot who the other dude I mentioned was. Who did I say? I said Dr. J. That's what. Yeah, I said Dr. J. Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
Dr. J. Okay, we got one more spot, baby. One more spot. It's getting crazy. One more spot.
Yeah, I know. We needed a big man on there, but I'm gonna have to overlook the big man and just go with Jordan, I guess, just because of Jordan is Jordan.
We got Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Dr. J, and the homie Michael Jordan. That's what it is. I appreciate you, and No doubt, man, because, again, like you said, you don't really have a specific team. You kind of follow the whole league, and that's all good. So you're looking at a from your point of view, are you looking at a Cleveland-Golden State final? And what you think the outcome of that final is going to be?
Yeah, I think the outcome is going to, if that's the matchup in the finals, which I'm hoping it is, it's looking like it's going to be. I shouldn't say I'm hoping it is, not with a kid, but it's looking like that's what it's going to be. I say Golden State at the end, brother, because I like watching those boys play, number one. And they just seem like they have, they're healthy to start with. They got all their players are healthy. They got a deep bench. And those boys can flat out play and shoot. So, yeah, I say GF got it.
Okay. All right, that's my man. I hope you continue to check us out, man. You're more than welcome to check back in, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I actually wanted to ask you a question. You asked me who I thought the final two teams were going to be and who's going to win. Let me ask you, who do you think is going to win in the end?
As far as the NBA is concerned?
Yeah, NBA.
I'm like Kia, but since this is my job and this is what I got to do, I got to have an opinion one way or the other. A Cleveland-Golden State final, I think it's going to be very interesting, my dude. I think it's going to be very interesting. Who's going to stop LeBron? Who do y'all put on LeBron? That's going to be one question. Kyrie and Steph Curry. I'm so glad the finals don't start until June 4th because everybody will be healthy. You know what I mean? So it won't be no excuses. That's going to be a great matchup. I think it's going to go deep. It's going to go long. At the end of the day, I kind of got the arrow. If you're asking me right now, Wade, man, you might have to check back in with me, man, before the finals really gets to popping. But right now, I'm kind of with you, man. I can see Golden State beating Cleveland. I can see it.
Yeah, yeah. We on the show. Check me out. Above the law. Check me out. I sag my pants. Check me out. To show my draw. Check me out. This how we ball. Check me out. Slots and mall. Check me out. I fuck them once. Check me out. And never thought. Check me out. Nigga. All bad bitches. So money in, by the way. V12 bench free. Broke niggas die slow. On your feet while the rich get richer. Balenciagas, no Gucci problems. What? Get money with Thomas, what? Louis V persona. That's right. Hit a nigga with a llama. That's right. You don't want them that's problems. Right. That's right. I do my thing in the kitchen. See, that's a Pyrex vision. And I roll with the riches. Stay flipping those bitches. Stay away from the snitches. That's how you get those stitches. Only fuck with my circle. No square ass niggas. And we don't smoke on purple. Only kush out the Benzes. Where a nigga come from? My niggas is so relentless. We don't play no games. Send a nigga to the dentist. Or to the ICU. That's our ICU. All about my business. All money business, bitches. All bad bitches. V12 inches. Broke niggas die slow. While the rich get richer. OPM, check me out. All money in, check me out. That's a Beamer, check me out. And a Benz, check me out. We do it big, check me out. Fucking twins, check me out. Then fuck they friends, check me out. Bitch come again, check me out. Bitch come again, check me out. Bitch come again, check me out. That's what I told her. Check me out. Bitch come again, check me out. Bitch come again, check me out. Bitch come again, check me out. OPM, check me out. All money in.
Right, right. Let me ask you, do you have issues with LeBron? I'm just curious, because I hear you breaking him down a little bit in a negative way. I'm just curious.
My issue with LeBron is that it's like they kind of like just gave everything to him instead of making him earn it. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that nothing against his on-the-field exploits, because he's a great basketball player. You'll never hear me say LeBron is garbage. You'll never hear me say that. That'd be blasphemous for me. That'd be stupid for me to say that. I'm just talking about, they dropped titles in his lap before he earned them. You know what I mean? He left Cleveland. You know, he had a finals experience. Now, this is where my kind of disdain for this dude begins. Okay? He had a squad in Cleveland, and Kia could attest to this. They went to the finals with Cleveland, but he had nobody to play with. Okay, I give you that. He left Cleveland to go to Miami, right? Oh, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach. Okay, that's fine, well, and good. I was praying Yo, Wade, my dude, I was praying that Dallas would beat Miami in the finals. I was praying. And that and when they did, and when Dallas beat them, that's all the justification I needed. They, you know, they kind of like give this dude the keys to the kingdom before he actually earned them. Okay? That was Dwayne Wade's team. Dwayne Wade was getting rings before you got there, family. So now all of a sudden it's your squad. Let's see what you do with it. And you got Chris Bosh. I wanted Chris Bosh on the Knicks. But, oh, well, I can't have everything I want. So y'all got y'all big three together, went up against Dirk Nowitzki and Jason Terry and them, and lost. But where's the three in a row at? Why are you putting this dude on the same pedestal with Jordan? I don't hear none of them LeBron dudes talking about the bubble guts.
Yeah, my dude.
I don't hear none of them say the cramps. I don't hear none of them talk about that. Jordan had the flu and still got busy. Jordan rocked Larry Bird to sleep for 63. Huh? Come on now.
But yo, let me ask you something. I feel you, brother, with all
hey,
I feel you with all of that. And I see you passionate about it. And you have strong opinions about LeBron. And I'm not here to defend those dudes. Trust me, but I'm just curious. Like, you're saying...
Uh-huh.
I don't remember LeBron saying when he went to Miami that that was his team. Maybe everyone else out on the outside.
Right. You're right. Go ahead. You're right.
I mean, it seems like you're upset with him for something that he never claimed. I mean, he never claimed.
No, I'm not upset with him. Personally, I'm just being an observer. Observer with an opinion.
He never made any of these claims. I'm like, everything it seems like you're upset about is stuff that other people said about him, not so much what he said about himself.
But when you go against a dude like that, man, it's like everybody sees it for what it isn't, and you see it for what it is. I'm in the minority when it comes to LeBron. I don't hate him. I don't dislike him. I don't know him personally. That's not where I'm at with it. I'm a dude with an opinion. This is what I do. Okay, and just because I'm not in the circle of everybody, oh, LeBron is king. LeBron is this. LeBron is the third. I've seen other stuff that was better than LeBron. Okay, LeBron is today. Okay, and I give you that. But when you try to say LeBron and then try to knock Michael Jordan and knock the other people that came before him, LeBron is never going to win three in a row. He's never going to win three finals MVPs. He's never going to leave and then come back and win three more. So all that five straight finals is great. That's great. I'm not knocking it. But that you can't put that in my face when I got six finals MVPs. I got three in a row. Back to back.
When you say I got, are you Michael Jordan reincarnate?
I'm speaking from a Michael Jordan. Answer your own question. You tell me. Come on now. You tell me. Are we taking it that literal? Come on, Jersey. And I'm doing this without person.
Come
on, Jersey.
Without
person.
Listen, a few minutes I've been on your show, it's obvious that you love Jordan. Now, I don't really care. You can love Jordan.
I'm not a Jordan dude, fam. I'm not a Jordan dude. Why you getting twisted?
Just
talking for the factual. Jordan fan like that. I'm not. Don't get it twisted. I'm not. I'm a Knicks fan. I'm sorry, Wade. I didn't get that out there. I'm sorry, my dude. I'm a Knicks fan, family. I'm a Knicks fan. I go hard for the Knicks. But I tend to think
but
that I know what I'm
talking
about.
Jordan, though, but
an opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Jordan,
everybody else.
Jordan's your dude, though.
I bring Jordan up because it's the truth. It ain't no lie. I wish Patrick Ewing had one ring. Then I could talk about that. But he don't.
I'm not saying you're a Chicago Bulls fan. I'm saying you're a Jordan fan. You're probably wearing Jordans right now, though.
Nah. I got on some Wallaby Clarks right now.
Word.
I got on some Wallabies right now. So, again, like I said, man, you know, the dialogue is dope. I'm not a Jordan dude like that, but I know what I know.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Casey Lane of New Black Is Podcast. You can find us at www.blackisonline.com, which is home not only to the Black Is Break Podcast, but the Buzz's Lane and Happy Hour and Culture Connection Podcast. Every now and again, we'll give you a Movers and Shakers Podcast and the Reverend and the Raw Podcast with Brother John Wood. So check us out there. Follow us on Twitter at Black Is Online and find us on Facebook at Black Is Magazine. And you are now listening to the Player Hater Podcast. Peace.
I guess that You know, I'm not used to seeing cats just want to run and bounce around and get try to chase a ring. You know what I mean? I'm not used to that. I'm not used to cats bouncing all over the place
no,
to try
no,
to chase.
It's not just that, though. Imagine this. If you played rec ball, right, and you were the best player on the team, every year you went to the finals but could not win because you didn't have any other players on the team. You get tired of that. You want to go to a better team. So the same situation with LeBron. He was carrying those dudes year after year after year. You can only do that for so long, my dude.
So let me ask you a question, Wade. Let me ask you a question, my dude. I got my man Wade from New Jersey. We having this a live one. I like this. You said that he carried them. They didn't have no help. So like they didn't have like you know they went and got Antoine Jameson. They went and got some help from they made it to the finals. So he got them to the finals against San Antonio that first time by himself. They made it to the finals, Wade. Come on now. Work with me.
Look,
they made
I'm not here to defend LeBron.
Yeah,
we can look at those. We can look at those Cleveland Cavalier teams back in the day. We know it was LeBron's team. Everything was
right.
Centered around that dude. If he didn't score, pass, and do everything he's still doing today, but then a lot younger and better, then that team wouldn't have made it as far as they did. And here's the thing too: they were too good.
Uh-huh.
They were too good to get drafted. So every year they did too damn well. They did too damn well. He was too damn good with them because they couldn't even be poor enough to get drafted. So it's like if he didn't do what he did to get them to the point that they went to, then we wouldn't even be talking about Cleveland. Cleveland's been a failure for a long time.
We know. Back to the even before the in the Brad Daugherty and Mark Price days. I'm with you. I hear you. No doubt. But it's not. No, don't get it twisted, fam. I don't hate nobody. That's strong. I have maybe a dislike because my dislike for LeBron is so strong. I'm about to mess you up with this one. I got my man Wade in the building. When LeBron was doing this free agency thing, man, I didn't want LeBron to come to the Knicks. No, I didn't want that. You know what I mean? But again, it happens. Things happen. He went to Miami, he got a thing, and then he turned around and left. That's his prerogative. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And who knows if he's going to stay with Cleveland?
Yo,
let's keep it all the way. Put all the way
right,
100.
As a New York Knicks fan, let me ask you. I know you
mad.
You're a New York Knicks fan, and the Cleveland has two ex players. How does that make you feel?
Oh man, come on, man. Come on, man. I mean, you know, J.R. Smith. You know, Iman Shumpert. You know. You know what though? Wade, man. I feel like again, somebody hit me to some game, man. Just like you hit me to game tonight. I think that. You know, it's the people that you play with, okay? You know, Iman Shumpert and J.R. Smith kind of had to defer to Carmelo. You understand what I'm saying? And when I, you know, defer, make sure he gets the ball. Whatever you do with it, make sure the ball ends up in Carmelo's hand. They don't have that worry in Cleveland. You know what I mean? They're part of a collective. They're all going to contribute. You know, if J.R. Smith is going to shoot his threes, shoot his threes. If Iman's going to play some defense, play some D. You don't got to defer to nobody. Just play your position and know your role. And I think that if with a relaxed atmosphere like that, you ain't got no worries, no problems. You're going to handle your business, and you're going to contribute. And they're in a much happier place. And that goes back to your rec team analogy. You know what I'm saying? If you're in a rec league and you keep coming in second and third, and you know you got the, you know you can play on a championship level. When you finally get there, you're going to go hard body karate. You're going to go out and leave everything else behind.
You are listening to the most original, innovative, and progressive podcast in the country.
A very imaginative proposition. My man, that is to say prostitution pertaining to the Kotek, you understand? Of the argument, I myself have immunized my liquidation, therefore, ergo, i.e., that is the instigation, which is excessive cleavage, shall we say.
Now, let's get back to the Player Hater Podcast.
Did I hear, like, you know, LeBron did all this, LeBron, yeah, that was LeBron team, he did what he had to do, like, when. But when it turned around with Kobe doing it, if Kobe was to do that, he's selfish. And I ain't never hear nobody say LeBron's selfish.
Hey,
Kobe selfish. Kobe does the same thing.
Different players. Well, since I
Kobe does
that
the same thing, exact thing.
No,
it's all
not the same
about
thing.
He's greedy. He's trying to win it all. Well, what is LeBron doing?
I can respond. Allow me to. Can I respond to that real quick?
Hey, go ahead. Wait, you got the floor.
Right, those two dudes are totally different players. Had been from day one. LeBron hasn't been a give me the ball, let me jack up 40 shots type of dude. He's never been that way. He had to take a lot of shots when he was with Cleveland, but he would prefer to be the way he is right now. He distributes the ball, he draws attention, and he hits the open man. Kobe always wanted to jack up shots and be Michael Jordan number two. Two totally different players.
I'm not talking about them. I say totally different players. I'm talking about the thrive to win. Kobe have a thrive to win, and there's nothing wrong with his thrive to win. I'm not talking about. I know they're totally different players. I know the concept of them playing. I'm talking about the thrive to win it all, at any expense.
Right. I mean, they both have won. Kobe won championships. LeBron's won. You know, good players who are on good teams, or decent teams, they win championships eventually, except Charles Barkley. That's messed up. But, yeah, I mean, it's just like Kobe. Yeah, Kobe, he had Shaq. LeBron had Dwayne Wade and other dudes on the team, and they won championships, you know? Again, I'm not a LeBron dude. I'm not here to defend the dude or prop him up.
I hear you. I mean, you know, even you know, in between when, you know, when Jordan was on his hiatus, the Rockets had, you know, they had Elijah Warren, and they had a team, Kenny Smith, Vernon Maxwell, all that, Ori, all them dudes. So they had a collective, you know what I mean? And so, again, man, it takes more than one person. And again, I'm not a LeBron dude. I'm not a Jordan dude. I'm not even a Carmelo Anthony dude. I'm not even a Carmelo, and he's on the Knicks. You know what I mean? I bet you like, wow, who this dude, who does he like? You know? But I mean, I'm just a dude that wants to win.
Oh, man, I totally understand. You like the Knicks as a team. You don't like the individuals.
Let me ask you this,
and then I know you're going to let me go. Let me ask you this. You're not a Carmelo dude, so put your Knicks team together. Who do you want on the Knicks that you think will help you guys win a championship? Give me five players.
A championship? Okay, so let me get, top of my head, give me DeMarcus Cousins, right? Give me DeMarcus Cousins in the middle. Give me Aldridge, my power forward. My small forward, if I couldn't have Carmelo, Carmelo's not on the team, right? No Carmelo, right?
Nah, you don't like that dude. Let him go.
So I got a trader for somebody. Exactly. Thank you, family. I'm a trader for somebody. Who am I trading Carmelo for? I'm trading Carmelo. I'm trying to give him up for DeMarcus Cousins. Okay, so there you go. Give me my point guard. I'm going to take the kid Emmanuel Mudiay in the draft as my point guard. Whew. A championship. I don't know, man. Because we need a year to gel. Can I get a year to gel? Small forward, Kevin Durant. Can I get a year to gel or I don't get a year? I got to win the championship now.
No. Why not? You get a year. Just like LeBron got a year in Miami, and anybody who changes teams and builds a new system, yeah, you get a year, brother.
Okay. I know that I'm missing somebody. I just had to, that was the name that came to my mind. If you call back next week, man, we'll definitely chop it up. I got you. But to answer your question, at the top of my head, give me DeMarcus Cousins, LaMarcus Aldridge, Kevin Durant, Emmanuel Mudiay is the point, and Jimmy Butler. We get ready. Get out of here. We got 5 minutes left, man. Wait. Hold up, my dude. You got anything to say before you want to shout out anybody or you want to just, you know, whatever. It's on you. We give everybody the floor before we get out of here.
Oh, I appreciate it. I just appreciate you inviting me in, brother. If you give me a minute or a second to promote my podcast, to play here the podcast, anybody out there can feel free to download, listen to it. That's about it, brother.
All right, how can people get in touch with you on Twitter? You rock on Facebook. How people can get in touch with you? Link up.
Yeah. Just Google me, the Player Hater Podcast. You can hit me up on Twitter. My name is Mr. Player Hater, MR Player Hater.
Yo, what up? This God's Elect, the anointed hip-hop queen, Bahamadia, and you are checking out Player Hater Podcast.
Alright, so welcome back to the Player Hater Podcast. So I called into another show, and let me say this. White dudes and black dudes as far as sports shows are very, very funny and very different. Yo, white dudes, when they have a sports show, it's like they're auditioning for ESPN, or like they put in an application at the local AM radio station because they want to host their own whack-ass sports radio show. And this nigga right here was one of those type of niggas. He sounds like a nerdy white dude who doesn't get any pussy, and all he does is sit around all day and prepare for his whack-ass sports show on blogtalkradio.com, which is a fake-ass radio station. So anyway, I was okay with me, because while this nigga was doing all that goddamn talking and he had me on hold, I was talking to his phone screener chick. Yeah, when I called in, old chick sounded kind of cute, so I was like, yo, let me talk to her for a few minutes. So I was just rapping with her, while this nigga was going on and on talking about some whack-ass sports shit. So yeah, anyway, phone screener chick, if you're listening, I gave you my Twitter account. Hit me the fuck up, for real, because I want to holler at you, just to see where your head's at. No doubt. So finally, this nigga took me the fuck off hold, and we talked about some sports type shit. And here's what we talked about.
Welcome to the Corso Way for Dyro Sports Radio. How are you, sir?
Yo, my man, I'm doing good. Thanks for bringing me in.
Thank you very much for coming on, actually. We appreciate it. How'd you find out about Dyro Sports Radio, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, I found you on Blog Talk Radio's website. Just did a search for what shows were live. I saw there was a sports show on. I listened to you on the website for a couple minutes to see what you were talking about, yeah, and decided to call in.
Sounds good. Appreciate that. So, Sonia mentioned that you wanted to talk NBA playoffs. I was just talking about the NBA Finals, and I got a couple more notes about that. But how do you view the NBA playoffs at this point? What do you kind of take away from it? Either something that you expected to see or maybe something that you didn't expect to see. What would you say about that?
Yeah, I didn't have any expectations going in, to be totally honest with you. Atlanta was a surprise. Not an Atlanta fan. They had a good season. I wouldn't have been upset if they had won. Here's my thing, too. Let me start off by saying this. I'm just glad that the Spurs were knocked out. I hate the Spurs. So I didn't care who played. Because here's the beat. Let me be honest with you. Anytime the Spurs are on, I don't want to watch them play. I want to enjoy the game. I'm not really a fan of any one particular team. I'm just a fan of basketball. But watching a team that you can't stand play, you're just constantly rooting for them to lose. And if they win, it just sort of hurts you a little bit. So I'm just glad they're gone.
So I'm with you on that. But fast forwarding to the conference finals, you know, how do you view these conference finals in terms of, you know, how uncompetitive that they've been for the most part?
Yeah, it's really surprising because when you look at the Houston and Golden State series, come on, I think we expected a little more than that because Houston had a good year, even though we all hate Dwight Howard, but they had a good year.
Yeah.
So you would expect them to be swept or come close to being swept. They squeaked out a game. Yeah, they won a game the other night, so they're alive. But I don't see another comeback from being down 3-1 in a series from Houston. I just don't see that happening. Not against a team like Golden State. And speaking of choking, we weren't speaking of choking, but I'm going to speak of choking. The Clippers are just sad, man. That's just pathetic. They had that huge lead in the series, and then they just let the Rockets come back and just not only beat them kind of bad in a couple games. So, yeah, I don't know what's up with that. And here's the thing, too. I'm not even upset that the Clippers lost because, yeah, I know you love that. But, no, I mean, I'm sort of glad they lost because Chris Paul is sort of a bitch.
Really? Describe in what ways that you felt that he was, I try not to use curse words on the show, but what made you come to that particular conclusion, just out of curiosity?
Okay, well, let me take back the B word. He was a punk. Is that better? Is that cool?
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is Mr. Sanders, Fairport Podcast, and you're listening to the Player Hater Podcast. Real podcast of all you real cats out there. Check them out for the 2015. The brother's back. Get at it.
See, from bed knobs to broomsticks, we're looking to start some new shit. I'm writing this rhyme in faith, so when you hear it, hope you chew it. My nigga, you do it like swooshes, the lyrical cleansing nuisance, wiping away your germs and filling your craniums with juices. See, mo goes on, my slick flow flows on, straight from West Savannah, Georgia, but the swatch is my home. Never go wrong, cause the click is tight again, that ass ain't that bad. Mosquitoes, now we goes, I'm proud of you people for selling your cracking sacks. I'm glad I'm white, not black. Shit on the real, that's how the mites really act. When your back was turned, them slack is learned, and now we falling apart. You look at me in my eye, but you ain't feeling me in your heart. Yes, yes, love, give me the power. We live in the final hour. These niggas, they leave me stranded like Rapunzel in the tower. Now or never, let's stick together and overcome. They don't feel like marching cause they shoot just overrun. Ain't that a bitch? Mm-hmm.
We're making history here, ladies and gentlemen, with the Chorus Show, and that you've heard very first time on radio a fan describe Chris Paul as being a punk and being an old man, and I'm with you on that one. And the thing about Chris Paul is that I love him as a player in terms of his skill, his leadership, his intensity, but to me, you have to enjoy what you do. And this is why Magic Johnson's my favorite player of all time. He took this craft seriously, but that ever-charismatic smile of his was always there to be found in every single game because he just loved what he did. And I sometimes wonder if Chris Paul is doing this because he loved it or he just can't think of anything better to do. I think he began to enjoy playing the game as a grown man. Then, you know, there's some issues there. And when you hear about, you know, alleged problems he's had with DeAndre Jordan, he's butted heads with Blake Griffin at the time, and I'm pretty sure he's butted heads with Doc Rivers at a point or two. Plus those Doc Rivers and Rajon Rondo, talk about a hothead, bumped head a time or two, and, you know, you kind of see Chris Paul in that mold of being a hothead. You know, you got to enjoy the game, ultimately, because if you can't enjoy it like LeBron James does, or, you know, what Magic Johnson, how Magic Johnson used to enjoy the guys like that, just jovial on the court, then it gets really easy to take the fun of the game and take it too seriously to the point where your players around you, the players you're charged with leading, tense up, and that shows up at the end of games. You got to stay poised in these playoff proceedings. We've seen a dozen of the times that the teams that stayed the course and didn't panic when things were going that well ended up being on top at the end. Lord knows Phil Jackson teams were known for that kind of thing. So, you know, to me, Chris Paul has got to not become soft per se, but just bring more of the joy to the game to go along with the tremendous talent that he obviously has. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I wouldn't call those dudes soft at all, but it's one of those situations to where maybe his intensity is so intense that it affects dudes in a negative way. Because you know how Michael Jordan and other players, maybe even the Magic Johnson, affected their team in a positive way, at least outwardly it seemed as though it did. We don't know what went on in, you know, behind the scenes. But outwardly it seemed they were uplifting the team and positive guys and, like you said, smile on the face and go, let's do this, guys. Chris Paul doesn't seem to be that type of dude. Not saying he has to be. He doesn't have to be. I mean, he can only be the type of guy he is. You know, his personality, his demeanor, and so on and so forth. But you're not going to like everybody. He's just one of those dudes that, like I said again, he's a really good player, but he sort of makes you want to root against him at times.
Hey, dudes and chicks, that's going to wrap it up for the Hater Tour today. But make sure to check out the Podcast Critic coming out on Sunday, where I'm going to feature some white podcasts. Yeah, I found these redneck dudes down south who were talking about some redneck shit, plus these other country-ass white dudes who were saying some shit with a country accent. Ugh, that shit is fucking annoying. Yeah, plus I had a dude whose podcast I critiqued a couple weeks ago call up to talk about what I had to say about his shit. All of that good shit. Make sure to check it out, yo. Tell 100 people all about the Play Hater Podcast. So until next time, yo. Just keep your motherfucking hater. Next level creeping through on the low. Peep this activist with the active fist to the knack to twist backs whenever my cat go click, click, click. In the night, Duke, who we be? Truckin' rock, help the skelter living nocturnally. Please leave about circumference for our bump this nigga head off the map for coming through with that dumb shit.
The rang, the hurricane watcher. I told you if 2 and 3 ain't here, I represent for my whole crew.
Yeah, shift, E-dub, hold down the clutch.
Introducing
Truckin' Rock, boss, get your Dutch. Take one tofu, and you know, Duke, your crew can't even come close. Or see Bummy Jab with quadrifocals. It's the flip star, this get so ugly you wanna spit up, hit ya, make you go down like zippers to your sweet rappers. Chasing more guns and more stunts, get lost with that like my first 2-3 sets of gold.
Like I know, and act like you know, like I know. That's why I'm reppin' with me double.